This is Alec Baldwin. There are lots of ways to show you have style. Wearing fur isn't one of them. Each year, millions of animals are drowned or beaten to death in the wild, or gassed or electrocuted in captivity for their coats. Cruelty is one fashion statement we can do without. Please help the animals by joining People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
To find out how you can help, visit furisdead.com or call 757-622-PETA.
Good evening, everyone. This is Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. It is 7:01 on this lovely, lovely Wednesday evening. It is, what is it, the 9th of November, and I have a very creaky chair today. There's like one in here that might not be creaky, and I will try to find it. Oh, also, if the previous hosts can hear me, I think you left your laptop. So come on back and grab that if you hear me. If not, you'll probably realize eventually. Anyway, I'm doing an all vinyl set tonight, which is very exciting and exhausting. It's about like 15, 20 pounds of vinyl, so it'll keep all of us busy. And I think that we're good to go. I think we're gonna start off with Gong. But I'm Mellow Max, my show is highly recommended. I am here from 7 to 9 p.m. every Wednesday evening, night. Thank you. Love my fans. We're going to start off with Gong, a song that I... There you go. Here for the laptop. Have a good one. Gong, with a song that I connect to. It's called Radio Gnome.
Very nice deep mother, I was a kid, I am in Gushy Mocking, 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 I am in You can buy one full right turn.
I know that I said that we would be listening to vinyl, but I don't know if I said exactly what genre we were going to be listening to. So this next one really is kind of a genre-defining song, a genre-defining album. I'm going to be playing a lot of prog rock and some jazz fusion, and honestly, I surprised myself with half the records I grabbed because I thought that's what I was going to be playing, and I grabbed a whole bunch of stuff all over the place, but the basis of the show is going to be jazz fusion and prog rock. So coming up next, it's a classic. If you don't know it, you should know it. It's King Crimson.
Are shattered by the sun. I walk a road, horizons change, the tournament's begun. The purple piper plays his tune, the choir softly sing. Three lullabies in an ancient tongue for the court of the crimson. Of the city keys put shutters on the dreams. I wait outside the pilgrim's door with insufficient schemes. The black queen chants the funeral march, the cracked brass bells will ring to summon back the fire witch to the court of the crimson. soft gray mornings, widows cry, the wise men share a joke. I run to grasp divining signs to satisfy the hoax. The yellow jester does not play, but gently pulls the strings. He smiles as the puppet stands in the court of the crimson.
guys think. There's nothing quite like a bit of prog rock on the radio, or a 10-minute song on the radio. I love Freeform Radio, it's so nice that I can do that, play all these nice, long, epic songs. Alright, let's see, where did we go? We started off with Gong, with Radio Gnome Invisible. After that was Caravan with Golf Girl, which is one of my all-time favorite albums, and just very, very cool. Canterbury Scene, it's that perfect, you know, bridge between the psychedelia of the Beatles and the progressive next step of the 70s. After that was Pentangle with Light Flight, off their 1969 album Basket of Light, also in that Canterbury Scene, psychedelic, progressive, crossover area. Then I played King Crimson, Court of the Crimson King, followed by Yes, Astral Traveler, two giants, two epics of the genre of progressive rock. And behind me now is Bo Hansson with The Horns of Rohan and The Battle of the Pelennor Fields, off the album Lord of the Rings. Released in 1970, it is music inspired by Lord of the Rings. Really, really fun album, and of course, you might have guessed, or you might not have guessed, but I didn't guess. It certainly surprised me, but I got that album in New Zealand, and it was like, they had like 7 copies of the album in the one record store I went into, which makes sense, because you got all the Lord of the Rings nerds coming to New Zealand like, ooh, Lord of the Rings, and so yeah, why not sell them an album? Coming up next is, nice. Another nice, long song, and what a good one it is. Up next is Star Castle.
Fly!
Although other physical activities could provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all that, all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than taking a bike. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Ooh. That was fun. This next song is called Lords of the Rings, and I should have played it, but yeah. So yeah, as I was saying, thematic continuity is for dorks, which is why I went straight from an album inspired by Lord of the Rings to a completely different song, and then a different song, and then I went back to Lord of the Rings. So, you know, continuity, no. But prog rock, yes. I played some Yes earlier. Right now, this is Renaissance. Enjoy.
Down to look at the fair. When I arrived, I found nobody there. It seemed I was all alone. Must be that they've all gone home. A trip to the fair, but nobody was there. A trip to the fair. Voices of yesterday make not a sound. Even the roundabout stop going round. I wonder just what it means. Is everything how it seems? A trip to the dudgeons came onto the scene. Wheels began turning, I started to scream. A carousel swung around, my head spun and hit the ground. seem to be staring at me. Clowns laughed in the penny arcade. What was this game my mind played? I took a trip down to look at the fair. When I arrived, I found nobody there. It seemed I was all alone. Must be that they've all gone home. A trip to the
Now, I know that you guys don't know what I'm going to play next, but I do. In fact, I queued it up, and I listened to it, and it's just, oh man. I was getting hyped up for the second hour of my show just thinking about playing it. So coming up next, we're going to have one of my favorite songs from Emerson, Lake, and Palmer! We'll be right back.